This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so cold, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
The DJV experience. I'm D. She's V. J is, I don't know whether she had too much sauce last night at her birthday party or not, but she ain't here.
She's in love land.
Yes, good love. She deserved a nice birthday. So, happy birthday to Jennifer. And in the meantime, there are things going on in the world. No boredom here. Anybody who feels bored in life, look in the mirror. It's an indicator that you need to be proactive in creating change. Fast change is all around us. If you're bored the way the world is flipping and turning and doing its thing, something's missing. Something's wrong somewhere. And you need to start thinking about where you are. Speaking about thinking, I thought that, Victoria, you'd appreciate this. The overview, the ways for us to tone up our brain so that we can think faster and think better. Do you always think, I would ask the two of you, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, do you always think that you're thinking straight? Are you thinking well? Or are there times, and I'm not talking about alcoholically.
I'm not either. I just mean I have brain fog like most of the time.
Do you really?
Well, yeah. It's
why?
Working on it. Oh, part of hormonal stuff that I have going on. You know, when people talk about, like, pregnancy brain, you know, when women talk about that, it's a similar thing. It's your hormones that are messed up, and it literally takes words out of, like, you know what the word is, and you just can't get to it.
Oh, I know that. I happen to all the time. I don't know if it's hormones with me. I remember, it was the other day, where was I on the air or off the air when I asked you if you were pregnant?
Off the air, but I'm not.
Okay.
But it's similar. It feels like that.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked the question, because it is something that happens, and it'd be something here. I promise you this. You're not going to like this promise, but as you mature, have your children, and then get into menopause, it will be the same.
Oh, boy.
It'll just be the same. And you could say,
so
well,
I'm
how
in
do
for
I
a steady
that?
Plateau, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I think that's, right. Well, I think that men, in the main, just don't understand. This is perfect Venus and Mars stuff, because men really don't understand how women think.
Yeah.
They don't understand the hormones. Why is it that we have so much passion for the women that we love? Those of us who love deeply and dearly and are willing to understand or want to understand what it is that's going on versus those who don't, they just don't know how to deal with it. So they don't look at it. They don't dig into it. They don't find out because it doesn't mean enough to them. And I think vice versa, there are things that go on with men that are kind of, you know, guys, a lot of guys I know, it's like they're on crack all the time. They're just whacked. And they aren't really, but they're just hard to understand because one of the main things, this is the reason I got into this, not into the radio, into the conversation about how to use our brain, is because people just don't understand how complicated it is, how wonderful it is. I mean, think about what we do with our brain, but still, it is very difficult to understand how other people think. So either accept it, reject it, but you need to move on. You can't dwell on it. That's one of the hardest lessons I've ever learned in my life, is how I always want to fix things. This is maybe
most
something we ask Victoria Bullis later on.
Most men do, yeah.
Yeah. Fixing things has been what I've been about, but I haven't fixed my own. I'm trying to fix everybody else's. I didn't fix me. So one of the things in the practical sense to help your brain work better is to have plenty of vitamin D. Vitamin D protects against the neuron loss that causes cognitive decline. So in other words, hardening of the arteries, not the brain's not getting enough blood. So make sure you have vitamin D. Also, one of the things that I find most people, and this is not mechanical and it's not nutritional, it's about your instincts. Your brain is where your instinctive arm works. And if you trust your instincts, do you do that, both of you? Do you think that you think something and, yeah, I better not do that, or, yeah, I'm going to do that? And it's all, it's based, it's, another way of putting it is trust your gut.
Right.
Do you do that?
That's something that I think inherently for women is difficult to do. I've been lucky that I've had a lot of female mentors throughout my, you know, life and career, where it's a skill and it's a muscle that needs to be exercised for women. You know, really trusting your gut, listening to it, and then not second guessing yourself or having sort of buyer's remorse about every decision we make.
And the more you think about it, the more likely the decision is going to be wrong.
Yeah, right. And it's that jumping off the cliff analogy. You know, the longer you wait there to dive off the cliff, you know, the less chance you have of ever doing it. So, I mean, I've been trying to do that mindfully for the last, you know, 10 years or so. It works, sometimes it doesn't.
An actor told me once, I've never done any real acting because I have always had a mental block about learning lines. It's purely that. It's just a mental block. I could do it. I have a great quick mind. I mean, to look at all the stuff I remember when it comes to the things that we talk about on the air or things that come before me, and I'll recall something that happened how many years ago? But there's this thing about learning lines and memorization, and I remember it in elementary school. I didn't like to memorize anything. The tables. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8.
Isn't it funny how we all have certain things that we're good at remembering and other things we're bad? I mean, for me, song lyrics, I can remember random songs that I've heard like a few times in my life, and yet I can remember all of the lyrics to it, and I can remember the beat and everything. But then, you know, you're always going on to me about saying, you know, you and I, or me, or something. But that for me is a mental block, and it's something that I've learned, but for some reason I have to think about it before I say it to try and think of what the right one is. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, for some reason it's just that is a mental block for me.
Yeah. Well, but knowing it is like 3/4 of the way to fixing it. Knowing that you have it and being aware of it.
And well, I am trying.
I know you are, and I appreciate that. Good for you. It's better for you. It's about you. It's not about me or anybody else. So, in talking about the brain and how to make it work faster, one of the things that I was told by this actor was after he spends his time, as a matter of fact, the actor was Chris Maloney, who was from SVU. He lived next door to me in Santa Monica for the first couple of years that I was there.
Is that Detective Stabler?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome. I love him.
Yeah, he used to sit on his front porch and learn his lines. And, you know, there, there's only 4 feet between one house and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd come out of the house and take Charlotte for a walk in the evening, and he'd be outside, and we'd chit-chat. And he always had a script with him, and he would sit on it after he put his daughter to bed. He'd be reading it and learning it. And so I said, how do you learn lines? He says, I spend a lot of time on it, and then I go out and do something physical. I get on the treadmill, I go run. He was a great runner. He put a stocking cap on, and he'd go running. And that's how he said, the stuff I would think about it as I was doing my exercise. So the body was pushing more blood into his brain.
He's right,
Thought that helped him learn more quickly and effectively. So I thought that was a fascinating insight.
Absolutely. If you have something that's on your mind or a dilemma, and then some people just say, you know, oh, go take a walk, and, you know, or go exercise, go for a run, clear your head. People always say that.
Clear your head.
Scientifically is proven that does actually work. So he was totally right about that.
That's another way.
Sitting and staring at pages is not going to really do it.
Horrors. Yeah, it really is. There's no association when you do that.
Right.
Either. There's no association at all with it. I came across these thoughts about thinking. Don't stifle a yawn. The physical mechanism of a good yawn actually cools down your brain, leading to better mental efficiency. I find myself yawning when I am relaxed and my brain has slowed down. And I'm with somebody that I'm enjoying or a conversation that I'm enjoying, and sometimes the yawn, you know, sometimes you're reflective. Some people think of who they're with, but that's not the way it is with me.
So when you and I had dinner and you yawned throughout the whole dinner, that was a good sign.
Yeah, it was a good sign. Yeah.
I went home and listened. I was like, how was Doug? And I said, I don't know. He yawned throughout the entire meal. So.
I forgot about that. Reading and thinking on your feet go together. That's another thing. If you stand up at work, it improves your brain. I used to, the radio station that I worked, let's see, I did this twice. I was working, I ran WEI in Boston, and I built the control room, the new studio, the on-air studio, so that the guys and gals who were on the air had to stand up. The control board was waist high. It wasn't, you couldn't sit down and do the news. You had to stand up. And I always thought that was, and I learned that by working at a station in Cincinnati. And they built, he said to me, what do you want in the studio? Because they just built a new on-air studio. I said, I'd like to be able to stand up. So for the 4 hours I was on the air every afternoon, I was standing up. I could sit down if I wanted to, but I find that, and I don't know why I didn't build my own studio in my own house that way. I should, I mean, I'm sitting now as I am having these conversations with you, but I know how much better it is. But I'm up and down all the time. Each time you hear us going to a commercial break, I get up and I do something else. So it's not like I was sitting here for the entire 3 hours of DJV, shall we say, or the 5 or 6 hours I'm on the air every day.
Yeah, we have to get up and stretch. It's just
gotta keep moving. Yep.
But that's interesting about when I was learning radio, the guy that I worked for, I started out at Sirius XM, and the guy who was the program director of the channel I was on, which was the Top 40 channel, he, when I was learning how to do things and be a radio jock, he always insisted I was never allowed to sit down. And he recorded me one day sitting and then standing, and the difference in the energy level is remarkable.
Dramatic.
It's one of the, it's, it really is. I think you and I can do this now because this has become such old habit. So it's, we've been doing it for so long, you know, separately and then together for better.
There are other things that energize us.
Right, right. Yeah. We're more mentally stimulated because we're not looking at each other all the time. So we're listening. So there's another stimulation part of the brain that's activated. Yeah. But yes, standing up in radio is essential, I think, for beginners.
Yeah, it is. Well, for anybody. I think there are a lot of people who do stand up and they understand what the consequences are of not. You really have to be on your best. And most people are doing 3 hours of radio a day. It happens I do a little bit more than that. And I want to make sure that I'm continually stimulated and everything keeps working, if you know what I mean. You're listening to the DJV Experience. Doug and Victoria together today at 19 past the hour.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The guy really figured it out. Smile.
Just haven't met you yet.
This is one of my favorite pop songs of the last decade, actually. Truth be told, Michael Bublé singing for us. Crank it up, please, Miss Kara.
I guess it's half time and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and
smart.
Into my life.
Just smart. He's just smart.
Can be so
he's got a nice personality, and he has a nice voice, and his personality comes through with that smile in his voice. I think that's why. And old ladies love him.
They do.
Oh, my God.
He's this. I interviewed him once. He's this way in person.
Is he? That's what I thought. I was told
he
that.
He is very, very authentically him. Yeah. Very sweet, very considerate.
Haven't met you yet.
Okay, well, the news about Michael Bublé, you may have heard a lot of conversation over the past few months about his three-year-old son, whose name is Noah, who has cancer. But Bublé released a statement yesterday saying, quote, "We're so grateful to the reports that our son has been progressing well during his treatment. Doctors are very optimistic about the future for our boy. He's been brave through this, and we continue to be inspired by his courage." Kid's 3 years old.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? I mean, adults have such a hard time with chemo and radiation and things like that. And to be a little three-year-old boy and not even understand what's happening.
Don't know what's going on.
Oh, so sad.
No. They have two children. Elias is 12 months old, and Noah is three. He said he put his career on hold. That was last fall, wasn't it?
It started around November, I think, or October, and he's had to cancel a lot of things, including hosting the British Music Awards.
Yeah.
He was supposed to do that, so.
Where is he from?
Canada.
He's a Canadian.
He is a Canadian.
Yeah, right. Well, he's just, as you said, you listen to him and you know what the guy's all about. And that's really, and a number, whether it's the song or the story about taking care of his son. And he had, but fortunately for him, he's got the freedom to be able to do that, which certainly is helpful. So let's all hold a good thought for his son, Noah, which apparently a lot of people are doing because he's responding well to the treatments. That's the word from Michael Bublé and his family. All right, this is not such good news about another this is not an actress, singer, who has an 8-year-old niece. That's a problem. Britney Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears. It's Jamie Lynn's daughter and Britney's niece that I'm talking about. Her name is Maddie. Hospitalized following a serious ATV accident over the weekend. Her name is Maddie Aldridge, the only child of Jamie Lynn Spears. And the details are a little sketchy from what I can see. Apparently the information that's been floated around isn't correct. But they are talking about it because they want to have some privacy, and I don't blame them. You know, stick your nose. As soon as these people like TMZ get a hold of crap like this, they just go bananas with it. Leave her alone. If you want to help, if you want to be helpful, then you hold a good thought. You think about the young lady's name is Maddie. And so it would be Maddie. It's not Spears. What's the husband's name? What's her last name? Jamie Watson. Right, is that right?
Yeah, this guy is not the kid's father.
Her husband is the stepfather.
Yeah.
I got it, okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. But apparently what they do know that's true, she's 8 years old, she was riding an ATV, which to me that's a red flag.
Ridiculous.
But I know people in the South and in rural areas do this, but apparently she swerved to avoid a drainage
ditch
and went into the pond and was submerged. Yeah. And I guess Jamie Lynn was there and tried to get the seatbelt off of her while she was submerged, and I guess that was part of the problem.
Yeah, not going to do her brain any good. Hold a good thought. Wish her well. 28 after the hour.
What it takes to make it emotionally in business. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Making it in business means a whole lot more than just being financially stable. There are several key factors to being successful in business. And one of the most often overlooked components is how to be emotionally strong through all the inevitable ups and downs that are integral to what will come your way. The key, from my perspective at least, is to learn to align your expectations with reality. The more you can be prepared for whatever might come your way, the better off you'll be. That means you can't get overly excited about potentially great deals, and you can't get too low when things fall through. To be emotionally balanced prepares you for the roller coaster that is both business and, of course, life. Life will have its ups and downs, and so will business. Your task is to remain steady through it all. For strategies on how to balance your emotional outlook, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
On life here. I'm Doug, and she's Victoria. This is the DJV Experience. Thank you very much for being along with us on this Tuesday get-together, February the 7th. Japan is in the focus today. Maybe not the most important story of the day, but I always like to start with stuff that's good. All right? So maybe what I will focus on is what I saw in this dash cam video of what went on over Lake Michigan last night. Did you see those meteor pictures? It sort of reminded me of a, it was a scene from Armageddon, the movie where Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck and all these other guys save the universe and the light in the sky. But this was, it's like the Aurora Borealis. Ever seen that?
Not in person, which I'd love to, though.
No. Well, it's the Northern Lights. Basically the Northern Lights.
Right. Have you seen the Northern Lights in person?
I have.
Yeah, I saw them.
From Alaska?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
When I was up in Alaska once. Yeah, it was, it's like something you have a hard time describing.
I bet.
It's that magnificent. Is that?
Yeah.
But it's like seeing a huge rainbow. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what I equate it with. And I'm guessing, although I'm looking at this video here, if you haven't seen it, you can just check the meteor. It's kind of like a meteor shower over Lake Michigan early this morning. And if you're in the Midwest, you probably saw it. Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, that's where you would have seen it probably more than anything else. But just if you have a minute, just go Google it and you can.
It's very cool.
It's just, yeah, it is cool. All right, so that's the good stuff. Now the bad stuff. But isn't so much here, although there's some bad stuff going on here, things that are tripping us up when it comes to our enthusiasm for being just good, wholesome Americans. Japan is trying to clean up because they have a lot of junk. And they've been responsible for a lot of space junk. We think of ourselves as the champions when it comes to launches. But Japan, long ago, they have a very strong aerospace industry.
And, I never knew that.
Yeah. Well, they've done, they've been very quiet about it, frankly.
Apparently.
And, well, the European Space Agency has been kind of quiet about their the same thing. They're doing the same. And there's one of the controversies about Brexit. What happens to the space program that involves a lot of Brits?
Yeah. Now,
I think a lot of people, just as an aside for a minute, when you do things, and this is sort of my criticism of Donald Trump at this point is, I understand his enthusiasm for changing and fixing things. Yeah, but because there's so many different moving parts here, it isn't like there's a single dimension. When you're the boss of your own company, you do what you want, and it, you know, whatever happens is on you.
Right.
In this circumstance, when you do it, when you run it the way he's running it now, nobody wants to see change more than me. But it needs to be constructive, positive change, and stopping a lot of the things that were in place that I think are inappropriate is an important step. But you kind of ruin it, or you slow it down because you're not looking at all of the ramifications of what happens once you sign that order.
Yeah.
Thinking it through is an important part of how any business is run. I do think he runs, I honestly do think he runs his business like that. And his children and the people close to him save him from himself more often than not. And so that's kind of what needs to happen here. I'm off on a tangent a little bit. But I was just thinking about what we are doing here to fix our own. We are contributing to space junk. The Europeans are, the Japanese are, the Chinese are. So a couple of months ago, the Japanese Exploration Agency launched a craft taking supplies up to the International Space Station. On board, it was a magnetized tether, which is meant to gather space junk. It's just a big, it's just huge magnet. Ever been to a junkyard and seen the big magnet they put and they pick up the cars with the magnet?
Yeah.
Dump it into the crusher? Well, that's basically what this thing is. I think it was.
Which in theory seems like a great idea.
Yeah, right.
I remember we talked about this story a few months ago when they were about to do it. So these are the results, but apparently they're a little lackluster.
Well, they wanted to pick up as much as they could, but the tether didn't deploy, and so it just kind of left the spacecraft, and it had a deorbit and burned up in the atmosphere. But hopefully somebody's going to, maybe they'll try it again, because they really need to clean up. You have that that movie that George Clooney and Sandra Bullock were in, what was it called?
Gravity.
Gravity, right. Yeah. So that poses the problem very well. The space station was hit by all that debris. There are 100 million pieces of space junk that have been left in orbit. We've been pushing things out into space. As a matter of fact, if you see a picture coming in now, there are a lot of different images of what the planet looks like, and it doesn't look like the shot that the guys took from the moon of the Earth. Remember that from when the summer of 1969, when they took that first picture, how beautiful it looked?
Mm-hmm.
As if you were coming back from the moon now, you'd have to dodge a lot of this stuff to get into the Earth's atmosphere because there's so much junk up there.
Ugh.
And it's a major threat to anything, anybody that's up there. It really is. That movie was not far-fetched, frankly.
Yeah.
Not at all. Now it's the British that basically were the brains behind the European Space Agency, and they're going to send up another project later this year to try to remove some of the space debris that's up there.
Is there a plan to? Yeah, is there a plan to bring the debris back or to let it burn off?
No, they want to bring it down, get it out of orbit, and let it burn off in the atmosphere.
Right, right.
No, they don't want to bring it back; just burn it up.
Yeah.
But you got to get it out of that orbit. If you're up over, I think it's 194 miles, once you get above 194 miles, it pretty much has lost, well, there's no gravity, mm-hmm. the effect of weightlessness. So you got to get it down into the safest, if you get it down to about 100 miles, 140, somewhere between 100 and 140 miles, it'll get sucked in by gravity and it'll burn up. That was, remember the whole business about, if you saw the movie, the most recent movie was Hidden Figures, and the portrayal of Glenn coming back from space for the first time, and what you saw, the heat, the problems that they had with those things as it came back in the atmosphere, Glenn almost burned up, and so did Alan Shepard. Well, Shepard never actually got high enough. Glenn was really the first one that went up high enough to have the effects of re-entry be what they were. And you always heard the stories about the space shuttle when it would come back in, the tiles. They had those tiles that were around the space center were porcelain, 4-inch tiles, that it would, when the space shuttle was coming back, it was coming down flat. It wasn't like a nosedive approach to an airport. It came down so that the belly of the shuttle was what was hitting the atmosphere. It wasn't mm-hmm. going down. It settled like a brick. Literally. And that's how it would enter the atmosphere. So that's why all the tiles were on the bottom of it, because it would come into the atmosphere bottom first, not nose first. And oftentimes you hear stories. I remember being down there. I was very fortunate to have a great friend. He still is, Jay Honeycutt, who ran the program. And then he ran the Space Center for 4 years. And I had like an object lesson in my world, space. And what goes on in the space program is like going to Disney World. And so when I go down there and I spend a day with him at launches and stuff and go over, he'd take me and I put on the white suit. And you see those guys wearing it. Yeah, literally, they all were like, it was like they were in an operating room when they were working on those things. And he'd go up and I'd get into the shuttle or get underneath it. And you see these tiles and how they burnt to a crisp when they came through the atmosphere. It really was fascinating to watch or to see.
Did you ever get to float in zero gravity in one of those tanks?
Yeah. No. There's only one. There's a 707 called the Vomit Comet that is stationed in Houston. And the other guy that I got to know, George Abbey was his name. He ran. He was Jay's counterpart in Houston. And he brought me over there to experiment and experience what was going on in Houston. And he was that's where the Vomit Comet is stationed. It's a Boeing 707 that is fitted up. As a matter of fact, the scenes that you see in most of the, like Apollo 13, where Kevin Bacon and Tom Hanks, and who's the other one that was in? Bill Pullman, I think, was the other one that was in that. Those scenes of them being weightless were shot in the Vomit Comet. So what happens is the 707 goes up to 49,000 feet and then nosedives. So when it nosedives, they lose gravity for about 14 minutes. And then they pull the stick up just at about 10,000 feet. But it takes them about 13-14 minutes. If they go, you know, they can sort of play with it. They can level it off and they go down again. But that's where all of those shots, they were literally without gravity. And Tom Hanks told the story that he and Honeycutt got to be friends. And because Honeycutt, he encouraged, there was a TV show about the space program when Honeycutt was running it, and there was a couple of movies that were done. They all needed access. And he says, yeah, come on, let's go. And so one of the things that they talk about was, and the other guys that did it were Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones.
They send the old guys into space, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was done there too. And those scenes were shot in the Vomit Comet, and they all were throwing up. I mean, that's part of it. Okay, cut the camera so they can throw up.
Yikes. That's not nearly as fun as it sounds.
No, it wasn't fun at all, but that's what happens in space, and that's what they, how they train you. So Abby was trying to get me to go up in the plane, and I'd heard these stories. I said, I'm not going to go up in that. Any nuts. But it would have been, I mean, I'm not great. I like to fly, and I'm pretty comfortable when you're going through, you know, bangity boom, 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 when you go through weather. I'm not bothered by that. But I'll tell you something. There was nothing in me that felt like
the vomit comet was for you.
Can't take that trip, thanks, but no thanks.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's by all measures, though, there's a lot of stuff out in the atmosphere that needs to be cleaned up, and so we all ought to work on it together instead of having some incident in real life that's like that movie.
Oof. Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath, Doug. It's 14 minutes before the hour. Valentine's Day is 1 week from today, boys and girls. Have you still not done anything? Have you not been listening to me? Have you not been listening to us talk about Sherry's Berries? We want you to find the perfect gift. Victoria has been eating these things like there was no tomorrow. And Kara put on 10 pounds last week eating these things. It's amazing how good they are.
Hey, it was only 5 pounds.
Ah, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yes. Now, listen, I got nothing to shake at. I got on the scale. I'm weighing 3 pounds more than I did when I came back here a week ago. So I got to go back to L.A. and work this all off. But they are worth every bite. They really are. It's the way that they do it. It's the quality of the berries, first of all, and then the quality of the chocolate. What's the old NESTLES? Nestle's makes the very best chocolate. I think they're using something good like Godiva chocolates. Melt them, they put them on the strawberries, all kinds of different. There are milk chocolate covering, there's dark chocolate, white. It's just yummy. That's it. And so, if you have not taken advantage of the opportunity, I told these guys we got to do a couple of specials between now and Valentine's Day. Last Friday, we did this, and it worked very well, so we'll do it again today. $19.99 plus shipping. If you want to double the berry count, you spend $5 more. All right? So get at it today, because this will only last today. Valentine's Day, right around the corner. The only way to get this amazing deal, the freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for $5 more. This offer is just for us. So what's the code, Victoria?
DJV.
Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Enjoy what we have been enjoying here. How about Lewis? Is he eating these up, or did you eat them all and you didn't give them any to him?
He's eaten more than I have.
Has he?
He loves them. Oh, my God.
Well, they're good to have. Do you have them by yourself, or do you have them like as a treat after dinner? How do you have them?
Dessert, yeah. More like dessert. Well, so I say dessert, and he says anytime snacking throughout the day. So yeah. We have different rules for that.
Well, I think what would be well, I would do this with some. I found a kind of raspberry chocolate chip ice cream that I haven't found before. It's really good.
If these things aren't decadent enough, you
I
need
know,
to
right.
add
so
ice
let's,
cream.
I have get a little dish of that raspberry chocolate chip ice cream, and you stick these strawberries in it and mess them around. Oh, man. Woo. Okay, take action right now. Do it while you're thinking about it. $5 for an extra dozen of these strawberries. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner. Type in DJV at berries.com.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Past the hour, tech talk time with the DJV. And so Victoria is going to go through a story. I'm looking at these pictures of Gaga and all these drones that were a part of it, plus her outfit, which was a technological, I don't know how Vertachi, no, I can't see somebody sitting with a needle and thread putting that outfit together. There's got to be some technology involved in that. But the drones told the story, at least in part, so we'll talk about that. And also something else from the Super Bowl, that Google ad, what the aftermath is of that. Stand by. This is Tech Talk.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 3030. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3030. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3030.
All Right, let's get at this Super Bowl ad from Google, which reminds me of what I tried to do a couple of weeks ago here in this very spot. I think I was talking about, is it Alicia? What's the other thing from Amazon? What's that called?
Alexa.
Alexa, okay. Alexa, turn up the heat. And so I said to everybody, just as a tease, everybody put your Alexa next to the speaker. I'm going to give a little exercise. And then I said, Alexa, turn up the heat. And I heard from some people.
Does Alexa know to only put it up like a couple degrees, or does she put it all the way up? Like,
I don't know. I didn't get
go?
That specific. I don't get that. Yeah. All right. So now this Google ad, which we're going to play for you. So everybody get ready to have your house blow up. Listen to the ad used in the Super Bowl.
Okay, Google, turn on the hall lights.
Okay, Google, turn up the music.
Okay, Google, what's a good substitute for cardamom?
Combine one part cinnamon and one part nutmeg.
Okay, Google, what sound does a whale make?
Okay, Google, what's the weather?
To be the stream.
How do you say nice to meet you in Spanish?
Me encantada de conocerte.
Okay, Google, dim the downstairs lights.
Apparently the home systems heard the TV broadcast and somewhat was befuddled, so it sort of melted if you had a Google Home, which is the same as Alexa, right? It's the same thing.
Essentially, yeah, same idea. But yeah, this was funny because people... You never would have thought about this, but this was an ad for people to get Google Home, but the people who already have it, you know, that's constantly listening to you, and the way to wake it up from sleep is by saying, okay, Google, and it's not like Alexa where it actually listens to the voice command, like it knows your voice is the owner of the unit, so okay, Google is just sort of for everyone to use, and people apparently were reporting things like their lights were turning on and off in the hallway because it said it, and then there's another part of the commercial where it says, okay, Google, turn up the music, and the people's music went really loud, and it was kind of chaos, but very funny for people who don't have Google Home.
All right, so now the drones that were being used at the Super Bowl game, there are a couple of things. I'm trying to figure out technologically. I mean, we all know she was hanging from dangling a couple of cables, but the outfit that she was wearing, I wonder how Versace made that. And
it was all silver sequins.
Was it?
And and the way that the different lights, I mean, there's so many lights in the stadium, so the way the different lights hit it, it looked like it was different colors every time she moved.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, but it was very Gaga. I mean, Gaga always
absolutely.
Looks like she's in space anyway.
Yeah.
So, and it was, she also said it was a tribute to David Bowie. That's one of her idols. So, you know, it had that kind of look to it.
So the drones that came from Intel, which was an advertiser, I think, in the Super Bowl, they posted on Twitter showing the 300 drones that were coming down as she came down. But didn't they use them at the beginning of the game, too?
The interesting thing is when, and this was confusing to me when I was watching the game, but when Gaga first appeared, they opened up the stadium, and then Gaga appeared up at the top. That was actually pre-recorded, and then there were these lights in back of her that were moving around, and then it formed an American flag. And so I just thought that it was some sort of background lights or whatever, but it turns out it was all individually manned drones with different lights that made this light show. So they had to pre-record that because you can't fly in bad weather and things like that.
Yeah.
But, it was to watch them come down was very cool. 300 of them.
Yeah, an interesting technological marvel, that's for sure. 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.